be able to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Greetings, this is still the automatically deleted husband, still really concerned. And obviously, completely unaware of what's going on. Gee, how loving can you be? A couple things. I did get a call from David Toulis today, and it brought me a little joy because before me on the radio program, because I didn't hear this till afterwards, after I was on, there was a woman who, mom of three kids, and talks about how the difficulties they have with going some places and not wearing masks. And she was attempting to be part of the court session yesterday and was refused because of they limited it to 20. But of course, I was there. I was there, you know, not physically, but electronically, and recorded it. And it's on kozlowska.org. And David called me in order for him to share. And I listened to his radio program today. He did share kozlowska.org on the internet, or, you know, on his radio program, so people can listen to that, that session. That brought me some joy. I appreciate that. And I do think it's interesting because I did discuss this today, I have grown as I've matured. I can argue that going to the state or fighting against the state, especially when you're actually suing the governor, and the governor is one who professes Christ. This is the 1 Corinthians 6 issue. But, you don't abandon people because you disagree on issues. And I saw that again today. Our friend Rob, the gentleman we met, and we hiked together, the three of us, Chris, Rob, and myself, he responded to an email, because I sent out an email to several people yesterday about David Toulis's efforts and some of the issues, and he responded, and it was a delightful, because he responded and he was willing to rationally disagree with me, and I find joy in that. I find a lot of joy in that. But he also used, I guess I got to find good words. He did state, while both sides are presenting studies and research backing up their claims. Well, see, and I did try to respond to him. Yeah, both sides of the mask issue and so many other issues say, here's our evidence. The issue is, I've looked into it and looked at the studies of others who have looked into it. I mean, I've gone to the CDC's website, looked at the articles that they reference. You know, they have, I think it was 26 at the time I looked at it, and most of the things were fluff or irrelevant, but the ones that were relevant, you know, studies that they point at, they simply list studies. But the studies show that masks are ineffective. And I find that fascinating. Because what you can do is you say, yes, we have a list of studies. They show that masks are ineffective, but we have a list of studies, so we're going to stand our position. And it's amazing. It's just marketing. You know, it's, well, what can I say? It's somebody say, yeah, see, we have this Bible and we have this, you know, we've reviewed the Bible and this is our stand. And it's kind of like, you know, we're not going to read what it says. We're just going to make our stand. But what encourages me was he was willing to state these things. And of course, he made the comment about his trust in the medical community. And that's scary. As I've studied the medical community, my response included, you know, my response was not like, normal people's response. I told them about, look where the American Medical Association, look at its history. Funded by John D. Rockefeller, the son of a literal snake oil salesman. I mean, and he funded the AMA, he funded various other things because they allowed, by funding the AMA, he could control the medical field, get rid of alternative medicines, and provide medical care that does not work. Because then the medical industry is a constant. If you cure somebody, they don't need you anymore. If you cover the symptoms and the problem stays, then you have a customer for life. And that's the medical community. Anyway, those things concern me. But one other thing. Yes, I'm getting long of late. I mentioned yesterday in the discussion of the proverb about marriage, but I mentioned about the return to me and I will return to you. Well, there are two places where we see that, and guess what? Zechariah 1, therefore say to them, thus says the Lord of hosts, return to me, declares the Lord of hosts, that I may return to you, says the Lord of hosts. This is the NASB. So it sounds like, if you repent, you'll come back. But the verse before, the Lord was very angry with your fathers. So as I suggested yesterday, he's not saying you went away from me, now I'm asking you to come back. No, your fathers went away from me. I'm asking you, the next generation, to come back, which is consistent with the idea that I mentioned yesterday about when a woman becomes an adulteress, you can't go back to her. The other passage, Malachi 3. For I, the Lord, do not change, verse 6. Therefore you, O sons of Jacob, are not consumed. For the days of your fathers... You have turned aside from my statutes and not kept them. Return to me, that I may return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you say, how shall we return? And the robbing God and whatnot, which is highly misused. But the point is, it's your fathers, and now I'm coming to you. So it is that consistent. You turn away from God, which is consistent with Hebrews 6. Once you turn away, there is no going back. It's not going to be a popular message, is it? Show me from Scripture where I'm wrong. But that requires dialogue. As I study the Scripture, and I'm studying it, not only I use the ESV, the NASB, and the King James mostly, but I've used Young's Literal Translation, which is 100 years old, and now the LSV, the Literal Standard Version, and use, compare, and I also look at the Greek, obviously not directly, but indirectly. I look at the various words and try to find out what does that word mean. And it's been remarkable. Same with the Hebrew, mostly with the Greek, but then also doing the Greek of the Septuagint, the Old Testament Greek. It's been marvelous. And in doing that, the magnificence of grace has shown itself all the more. The consistency of Scripture has been phenomenal. I want to share that with my family. I want to share that especially with my kids, and ultimately, the most important, with my wife. Because I love her. She may turn from me, but I will never turn from her. And I think she knows that. Dorothy Jane, my lady, I love you.